We are going to start in Los Angeles today because crowds were gathering around the city to march as part of what has become an annual tradition, the May Day March for Immigrants' Rights.
El pueblo vive, vive. La lucha sigue, sigue. El pueblo vive.
This year also marks the 10th anniversary of the historic 2006 May Day marches, which took place nationwide. On this date a decade ago, the crowds were enormous. Hundreds of thousands of protesters marched in Los Angeles alone, making it one of the largest immigrant rights marches in U.S. history. In a few minutes, we're going to talk about what those marches may or may not have accomplished. But first, we'll check in on today's events. I spoke with Leslie Beristain Rojas earlier today as the crowds began to gather. She's a reporter with Southern California Public Radio, and I asked her what the mood is like there today.
It's pretty lively. People haven't started marching yet. They're gathering. You've got several hundred people gathered in downtown LA. And, you know, right now they're just ready to hear some speakers. The program is beginning. There's going to be a little bit of a program, some speakers, some rallying before people actually start to march.
This demonstration comes just after presidential candidate Donald Trump visited California, and there were some, you know, fairly ugly confrontations between protesters and the police. Do you think that the atmosphere of that is affecting the mood with the people that you're with there?
People are definitely feeling angry. They're feeling maligned because of some of the rhetoric coming out of the presidential campaign, especially out of the Trump campaign. And you've got people that are wearing T-shirts, for example, that say, "I'm a dealer, I'm a trafficker," in protest to feeling criminalized. Some statements that have been made where they feel that immigrants are being criminalized. So that's definitely what's going on. There is a pretty heavy police presence, and they have said that they're pretty much ready for whatever happens. But right now, it's looking pretty calm, just lots of people gathering and getting ready.
What message are the speakers imparting to the people gathering there? What are they saying?
The organizers say that the message they're trying to get out there is that, you know, yes, I mean, you're upset, but two things, you know, keep your eyes on the prize, right? I mean, the Supreme Court is getting ready to rule in June on President Obama's plan that would provide temporary legal status to parents of U.S. citizens and other immigrants. That's one thing. And the other main message they're trying to give is just go ahead and, you know, vote in November. Vote.
Now, you were at the 2006 marches, too, as I recall. Can you just give us a sense of what you remember from then and how that compares with the atmosphere today?
There wasn't that sense of frustration that there is now. I mean, back then, there was a lot more optimism. There was talk of comprehensive immigration reform in Congress, which is really off the table right now. So, you know, it's a bit more reactive right now, I would say. At the same time, there is still some optimism as to what might happen in the Supreme Court in June.
That's Leslie Beristain Rojas. She's a reporter with Southern California Public Radio, and she joined us by phone from Los Angeles, where she's covering the May Day demonstrations. Leslie, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.